Book of Isaiah.
大家还趁着还站立的时候，大家打开圣经到以赛亚书第六章。
Chapter 6, verses 1 through 8.
我们要读第六章的第一节到第八节。
And we want the Mandarin speakers to read this first all the way through, please.
Yeah, 我们先用中文从第一节读到第八节读完。好，大家翻到了。当西亚王奔的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮遍圣殿，其上有撒拉佛势力，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼唤说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了阴雨。那时我说：祸灾祸君王啊，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华，有一撒拉佛飞到我眼面前，手里拿着红炭，是用火剪从盘上取下来，将炭沾我的口，说：炭啊，这炭沾了你的嘴，你的罪孽便除掉，你的罪恶就赦免了。我又听见主的声音说：我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我去呢？我说：我在这里，请差遣我。
好吧。English readers, please. Chapter 6, verses 1 through 8.In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lofty and exalted, with the train of his robe filling the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called out to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts.The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the thresholds trembled at the voice of him who called out, while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am ruined, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs. He touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then I said, Here am I, send me.请坐，
大家请坐。
我很安心见到你们。Brothers and sisters, if you read the morning paper or you listen to the news, there are many things that are negative and may cause you great worry.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹们，大家看见。如果你是读新闻的，你看报纸啊，不管什么新闻啊，你每天看到的很多新闻都是让你很担心的新闻。
And I'd ask you this morning, if you were to list things that terrify you, they make you scared, they make you tremble, I think you don't have to go to the newspaper for that.
如果我今天问大家，你有什么事情让你担心的，让你恐惧的，让你颤抖的，我想你用不着去。新闻上少这样的事情。
What makes us terrified?
什么事情使我们恐惧呢？
When I grew up in the Hawaiian Islands and we speared fish,、
yeah.
sometimes we would see something that terrified us.
是啊，我小时候呢是在夏威夷长大的。我们那时候呢喜欢用这个叉子来叉鱼。有时候你会看见水里有这个让我们害怕的东西。
Growing up in Hawaii, my dad taught us to respect the Pacific Ocean.
我是在夏威夷长大的，我的父亲让我们一直教导我们，你们要尊敬这个太平洋。
To watch for the clues in the ocean and to watch for the creatures in the ocean.
是能够经常看着这个海洋，看看下面有什么动静，看看下面有什么鱼，然后小心。
So he told us a true story when he was a young man working on a tugboat between the Hawaiian Islands.
是啊，我父亲告诉我们是一个真实的故事，都是他自己的故事。年轻的时候，他在一个拖船上工作，这个拖船呢，就是在夏威夷不同的岛之间跑来跑去的船。
And between the islands, the tugboat had engine trouble, so they stopped to repair the engines.
有一次呢，这个拖船呢，引擎出了问题，他们就停在那个地方，然后就修这个引擎。
Something on the bottom of his feet that felt like sandpaper.
Yeah. 所以呢，我父亲呢在那里踩水的时候，他觉得他脚下面呢有东西，就像一个沙子一样，就是沙皮一样来在他脚上磨来磨去。
And he knew Mano, the shark, was below him, circling below him. Now it wasn't pretty sand like this. The ocean was about a mile down, so he went. This is a pretty shot.
Yeah.
With sand, it looks glorious.
这个他那个时候的这个水呢，不是像这个图片上显示出来这么浅的，有这个沙子的，它还是离水岸底岸这个海底呢还是有很远的距离，所以他在那里呢就觉得这个像沙子一样的，他觉得这个是个鲨鱼。
Sandpaper, shark skin.
这个沙子呢其实就是鲨鱼的皮肤。
So Dad was calm on the outside, not making noise and splashing, but on the inside, he was terrified.
我的父亲呢，那个时候呢，表面上看上去很安静，他也不敢乱动，但是从心里说他是实在是很恐惧。
Hours later, the tugboat looked for him to do his work, and he was 不在 he was gone.
然后呢几小时以后呢那个船上的人来找他干活了发现 他不在了。
So, for those of you who like happy endings,
如果你喜欢这个快乐的结尾的话
there would be no preacher today if the tugboat had not come back and picked my father up.
如果这个拖船那个时候没有回来找他我的父亲的话你们今天就没有看见这个讲道的人站在这儿了。
So when my Baba things, especially about the ocean, we listened.
Yeah. 所以我父亲告诉我们的故事的话，特别是有关这个海洋的事情的话，我们都是仔细听的。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever missed a plane? It left. You were too late. Have you ever missed a plane?
有没有大家有没有误过飞机啊？如果这个飞机已经飞走了，你还在那儿没上飞机
okay, ？I'm surprised. Have you ever missed a train?
有没有误过火车
？Okay, you've missed a train. Have you ever missed a boat?
有没有误过船呢？
You don't miss cruises, right? Because you pay lots of money.
也不会误这个游艇，因为你付了钱上这个游艇去玩。
Here's my question for today.
我今天要问的问题就是
If you lived in the days of Noah, would you have missed the ark? Would you have missed getting on the ark or building your own boat?
如果你是，我要问问题，今天如果你是活在挪亚的时代，你是不是会误了这个船方舟，或者你自己会去造一个方舟呢？
Except for Noah and his seven family members, why did all of Earth's people miss getting on that ark? Why did they not build their own? Were they not listening?
那个时候挪亚，除了挪亚和他一家七口的话，为什么地上所有的人都没有上这个方舟，或者没有听见神的话，或者他没有，那些人没有自己去造一个方舟？
This is a great clue for us today. What was the description of Noah's days? What was happening during his days?
今天就是我们的这个线索，就在那个挪亚的时代到底发生了什么？
It says, for as in those days before the flood, the people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah boarded the ark.
是啊，这个时候就是圣经是这样说的，当洪水以前的日子，人照样吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。
Just as in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days when the Son of Man comes.
挪亚的日子如何，人子的日子也要怎样。
Noah's days found people just doing business as usual.
挪亚那个时候，人们就照样就是做着日常做的事情。
Noah's people went about their activities and they were too busy and too distracted to be aware that God was going to send a flood and his judgment was on their evil way of life.
挪亚那时候大家都是忙着自己的事情，他们都那么的分心，有那么的那样的事情要那么多的事情要做，他们也不知道神已经派了挪亚来，因为神的审判要审判这个地上的罪恶，最后神要把洪水淹没这全地。
It says that Noah was a herald of righteousness.
圣经上记载，挪亚是那个时候的，是义的先锋。
He was heralding. He was proclaiming that God wanted obedience to him and the stopping of evil.
他在那里宣告，他在那里先锋，他告诉世人，神要人听神的话语，然后完全按照神意的旨意而活。
God waited, he waited patiently for people to repent and to turn, and he waited, and they did not turn, but Noah and his family did.
神在那里耐心地等待了很多年，让那些罪恶的百姓能够悔改，但是那些人没有悔改，只有挪亚和他的家人悔改。
Noah trembled, but the people were not, his neighbors were not trembling.
Noah 在那里颤抖，但是他的邻舍们并没有颤抖。
Noah was the best neighbor in the world because he knew what was coming and he was proclaiming that God was coming.
是啊，挪亚在这个世上看来就是世上最好的邻居，他在那里宣告神要来了，神的审判就要来了。
But the neighbors who saw him build this ark was 450 feet long.
His 邻居看见这个挪亚在那个造那个方舟，那个方舟是那么的大，有450尺长，45尺宽和45尺高，75尺宽。
They didn't tremble. They didn't listen. They just went right on.With their lives, business as usual.
是啊，那些邻舍们，他们没有颤抖，他们也没有听挪亚的警告， 他们接着做他们世上日常的日子。
In today's world, I'd say the neighbors just continued right on using their iPhones.
看今天的世界的话，就是他的那些邻居接着忙的，就是他用他们的 iPhone。
They went right on playing video games and watching life instead of living life as God wanted it.
他们接着玩他们的电子游戏，然后就是看这个电视上的节目，而不是按照神的旨意活神要他们活的生活。
They kept right on going to work.
接着去上班。
Have a comfortable life.
然后抚养他们的孩子们，让他们孩子有一个安逸的生活。
And they kept hoping for an easy, fun-filled retirement.
他们在那里整天想的就是我在退休的时候是怎样有快乐的日子。
Noah's neighbors wanted fun and easy living, and they did not turn from their evil ways, which God had pointed out to them regularly.
挪亚的这些邻舍们就是像今天一样，在那里想要的就是快乐 和容易的生活。他们没有从他们的罪恶的生活中回转来。
Like my dad, they missed the boat.
就像我的父亲一样，他那些邻舍就是误了那个船。
They missed God's warnings and His deadline.
他们误了神给他们的最后的期限。
But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Noah obeyed.
但是挪亚是讨神的喜悦，他神挪亚听了神的话。
Noah was a faithful prophet called by God.
挪亚是蒙神所召的忠心的先知。
When God called prophets, sometimes He called men who were peasants or shepherds or farmers.
神呼召先知的时候，有时候神呼召那些人，他们是有可能是农民或者牧人，或者是农场的员就种地的。
But when God calls Noah, when God calls Isaiah in chapter 6, he is a righteous and highly moral person. He is from nobility, and he mixes and matches with kings and princes. He has what we might call, he has it all together, and he has lots of good guanxi, lots of good connections.
所以这个刚才我们所读的圣经，以赛亚这个人，当神呼召以赛亚的时候，这个以赛亚这个人是从贵族出生的，他有很多的影响力，他和其他的不管是王子啊、王公贵族都有相互的有一定的关系。他是一个道德上非常高尚的人。
So picture this, brother. He is a man who's coming into the temple, and he is highly moral in his society. He was known as a very righteous man, and he's coming into the temple. Maybe he thought this day in the temple will be business as usual.
当那天以赛亚进入这个神的殿的时候，你知道，以赛亚他本身是一个在社会上很受尊敬的人，他被认为一个是个义人、公义的人。他那个时候就进入那殿的时候，他那天所想的就是，我就像正常的平时一样，就是这一天的日子就是一个普普通通的日子。他进了这个殿。
But when he comes in, God comes in a new, powerful, interventive move. He's coming in His holiness.
Yeah. 但是就是在那一天，他进入这个圣殿，神在那里就是进入了以赛亚，以这样一个圣洁的这个进入以赛亚的生活。
God's holiness is transcendent, and He breaks right into Isaiah's life.
神的圣洁是那样超然，他打断了进入了，并且进入了以赛亚的生活。
And he first sees, his eyes are now going to see a God who is high and lifted up, and the train of his clothing is going to fill the whole temple.
Yeah, 他看见的就是一个神超然的进入以赛亚的世界。他看见这个神在那里高高坐在宝座上，这个殿是充满了神的，他的衣裳神的衣裳垂下，遮满了圣殿。
And the angelic seraphim are calling out the foundational truth found in all 66 books in the Holy Bible, and that truth is God is holy.
那个天使就又称为撒拉，就是撒拉佛，是在这里呼喊的，就是在整个圣经中六十六本圣经的六十六本书里面一个最基本的一个事实，就是神是圣洁的。
Brothers and sisters, if I asked you to define holiness, what kinds of words would you give me?
我弟兄姐妹们，如果我在这里请大家定义一下这个圣洁这个含义的话，你会给我些什么词语呢？
Well, probably in your list of words, you'd use the word purity.
如果你用这个普通的字的话，就是洁净这个字。
Maybe free from stains.
或者是没有污点。
Maybe close to perfect, almost splendid, something like that.
或者是差不多快完美了，就是很让人惊讶。
But what were the angels saying? They weren't saying purity, purity, purity.
但是天使在那里呼喊什么呢？他没有说干净啊，洁净啊，或者他说的是什么呢？
They weren't even saying love, love, love.
天使也没有在那里呼喊爱呀，爱呀，爱。
What were they saying?
天使说了什么呢？
Holy, holy, holy.
天使说了三遍，圣洁，圣洁，圣洁，圣的，圣哉，圣哉 ，sorry， 圣哉，圣哉。
Ah, they're listening, brother. They're listening.
Yeah.
How about you? Good. Yeah. Okay. The late R.C. Sproul, brother R.C. Sproul, points out that they were calling out "Holy, holy, holy," not any other word.
Yeah, 他们在这个人 ，this is a person, right?这个人叫 Sproul 的，他说他们天使呼喊的就是圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
This is our brother. He's going to be ahead of us when we go to heaven.
His
name R.C. Sproul.
Yeah,
He taught me about holiness.
R.C. Sproul 是一个他的一个弟兄，当初教这个。
I needed to learn about holiness.
圣哉这个概念。
But the word, repeating the word holy, holy is known as trishagion, the...Three times holy. Three times holy.
这个圣哉圣哉重复了三次呢，有这么专门有一个英文词叫 trishagion, 就是三次圣哉。
It is very important, as our brother points out, that only once in all of the Holy Bible is an attribute of God elevated to the third degree.
Yeah, 这个就像我们弟兄所说的。这个是在整个圣经里面唯一一次把这个圣在这个是到了一个第三度的高度，第三度的高度，这个是就是在圣经里面所说的神的性格，就是有接着连续三次的说了神的性格，重复了神的性格。
Only once in all of the Bible is a characteristic of God mentioned three times in succession.
连续三次在整个圣经中，在告诉我们神的性格性情。
And the primary meaning of the word holy is separate, separate.
Yeah, 这个圣哉，这个圣洁这个字的主要的这个定义呢，其实是在英文里面是分开的意思。
This kind of separate or separate,
分别
yeah, has the meaning of transcendence.
这个里面有它的含义，就是这个分别的意思，又是超自然的含义。
The holy word transcendence is to cross over or to climb above.
它这个含义就是爬过去、超过去，或者是远远超过正常的限度。
Transcend exceeding the usual limits.
就超自然的，然后超过了普通的所的上限。
So God is transcendently above us.
神在那里完全超然的超过我们。
Far beyond us.
远远的超越我们。
He's the only holy one who can sanctify things and make things holy.
神是在那里一个是一个圣洁的创造者，只有他能够洁净事物。
Holiness describes all of God's character. Yes, pure, loving, the only sanctifier. But his character, his holiness, can inspire awe and cause real trembling, real fear.
圣洁这个字，它是形容了神的一个性情，纯洁啊，爱啊，或者是神，是他是唯一的可以圣洁净的。但是这里面神是所说的圣哉这个词，就是表达了神的一个性格，他就是他能使我们害怕，能够造成我们的颤抖。
You can check all your dictionaries. You can Google all you like. You can do word studies. You will never find a complete description of what holiness is.
不论你到 Google 上去查找一下，或者你去查遍这个所有的字典，你很难发现一个有完美的一个定义，就是这个圣洁这个字的定义，圣哉这个字的定义。
So brothers and sisters, here's another big truth. The foundation of all Christian belief and behavior is the holiness of God.
这里就是指出来，所有基督徒信仰的根基和他们行为，就是都源于神的圣洁。
If the Christian church doesn't understand this most basic of all issues, the church's outlook or perspective on every other area will be adversely affected.
如果一个基督教的教会不明白这刚才所说的这个神的圣洁的定义的话，这个定义是所有一切事物的基础。如果没有这样做的话，教会在其他的所有的领域里面就会有不好的这个反应。
Our brother John MacArthur made that observation. The foundation of everything we do and believe, and do and believe, is the holiness of God.
我们这里有个弟兄叫 John 麦克阿瑟，他是说的神的圣哉是所有基督教会的基础。
God's holiness bombards Isaiah. His holiness saturates him.
神的这个圣洁在那里完全把以赛亚击倒了，就像炸弹一样。神的圣洁也在那里充满了以赛亚。
Isaiah cannot escape God's holiness. He can't run. He can't put up a polite face. He is there, and he cannot avoid the holiness of God.
以赛亚在那里完全不能逃避神的圣洁，神的圣。他不能逃跑，他甚至不能在这个在神的面前做一个好像是一个做一个姿势，是能够让神向神说，哎，我是要做一个和蔼的姿势都做不出来。
I say like if Isaiah has learned to be 客气no cuchiness can keep God out.
如果这个以赛亚在那里说要客气一下的话，他会发现没有什么客气的姿势能够让神能够让神满意。
See, I can do that,
yeah,
I can make a new word, brother.
Make a new word,
yeah, new word, yeah.
Good word.
Nice. Isaiah has no defense. He has no pretense. He's absolutely vulnerable, and God has him right there in his sight.
是啊，以赛亚在那里真的是抵挡不住，他没有办法装模作样，他完全就是在神的圣洁面前变成那么的软弱，完全没有。
Isaiah trembles and then he becomes terrified.
以赛亚在那里颤抖了，然后他变成很害怕。
Brothers and sisters, what's the first word out of Isaiah's mouth?
第一个，哎呀，以赛亚第一个反应，他说的第一个字是什么呢？
Can you translate it into Chinese? Do it really, like you're scared. Okay, but that's the first word he says. I would think something like, "Aiya."
以赛亚说，在圣经上是这样解，他说以赛亚第一个反应是说祸灾。现在的人大概不会说这个字了，只会说"哎呀"这个字。
When God's prophets brought good news, they would say, "Blessed are thee."
Yeah, 如果是神的使者带来一个好的消息的话，他是一般都是说有福了。
Good news, like blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
他如果是有这样一个神的使者说，他说清心的人有福了，下面是就是因为他们必得见神。
Does Isaiah have a pure heart?
以赛亚有没有一个纯洁的心呢？
Not completely, right? Not completely.
以赛亚的心不是完全纯洁的。
But he's seeing God. He's seeing the holiness, and he's trembling because he's never seen this before.
但是神，以赛亚看见神，他是在那里颤抖，他从来没有见过这样的事。
But when God's prophets, including Jesus, brought bad news, they would say, "Woe to you!"
Yeah. 就像神在圣经上记载的，耶稣带来一个不好的消息的话，耶稣说了什么话呢？就是有祸了，祸灾。
Jesus would look.And he'd say, "Woe to you, teachers of the law, and you Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the door of the kingdom of heaven. Woe to you!"
是啊，这里圣经上讲了，马太福音二十三章十三节是这样说的：你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们正当人前把天国的门关了，自己不进去，正要进去的人，你们也不容他们进去。
The word woe was used to indicate God's judgment. It meant grief. It meant misery. It meant sorrow. It even meant distress. Woe.
这个祸灾，这个就是显示的神的审判。他是这个祸灾，就是说他是难受了，他是痛苦了。他是悲伤了，甚至是苦难的意思。
And brothers and sisters, he says woe because he is beginning to compare his life with who? With God's. He's beginning to compare his life with God's holiness, and he goes, woe is the best word he can come up with.
这个以赛亚是把他自己的不纯洁和神的圣洁在那里一比较，他就马上就心里就颤抖，他就说，他讲说想说，哎呀，但是他就是说了这个字祸灾。
Brothers and sisters, when he realizes God is somehow speaking to him, he doesn't say, "I'll get back to you when I'm ready."
当然，如果这个人觉得神在对他直接说话，他不会在那里说：“哎呀，等一下吧，我回头再打电话给你。”他不是这样回答的。
He doesn't say, "I hear your message. I'll call you later."
他说我听见你的留言了，我回头再给你打电话。他没有这样说。
My doctor calls this the moment of truth.
我的医生就是这样说，这个就是事实的这个一个时刻，真相啊，事实。
Brothers and sisters, in your devotional life, when you finally sit down and you begin to read God's word and you're quiet enough, do you sometimes sense, the holiness of God is here with me? Do you sense that sometimes?
如果弟兄姐妹们，如果你在那里安静下自己的心，在那里读神的话语，然后完全安静的时候，你有时候是不是会觉得，哎呀，这个时段好像神的灵和我在一起了。
When you're sitting down and you're quiet enough, and there's not many distractions, and you can hear God speaking to you, and you sense how holy He is.You will possibly realize, you should realize, we should realize, He is holy, we are lowly.
Yeah. 你有时候在那里安静的读神的话语，你会觉得你神的灵在这里，你神的圣洁也在这里。你是不是有时候觉得神是圣洁的，我们是卑微的，是有罪的。
Now, brothers and sisters, give me a smile.Let me use this one.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹，大家笑一笑，看我。
This doesn't sound good news, does it?
这听上去不像是个很好的消息。
You notice, God is not going to paralyze Isaiah. He's going to free him. He's going to forgive him for his sins.
Yeah, 你大家要知道，神在这里并不是让以赛亚就是完全麻痹不能动，他是要在这里拯救以赛亚从罪恶中拯救出来。
Isaiah may be the most moral person in the whole kingdom, but he realizes he is a sinner, and he has fallen far short of God's glory because he can see God's glory, and now he has a different evaluation of himself and of God.
以赛亚在那个时候，他有可能是在道德上是一个很高尚的人，但是他在那个神的圣洁下面，他意识到他完全是个罪人，他和神的圣洁相比，他是没有办法相比，所以他要神的拯救。
Do you remember biblical people like Moses or Jeremiah or Mary, the mother of Martha? Do you remember them being visited by God?
你有没有记得圣经上有这样一些人物，摩西、耶利米和耶稣的母亲玛丽，他们都神都见过他们呢？
How did they learn that God usually moves in gentle, incremental stages to show a person God's holiness and then show a person their sinfulness? How does he do that? He does it usually in stages, right?
那些人在圣经上所描绘的，大家可以知道神是怎样慢慢的、轻柔的，不同的一段 一个阶段一个阶段的，让他们能够认识神是谁，然后他们能够就逐渐的见到神的圣洁。
Brothers and sisters, I want to say that in these days,
我弟兄姐妹们，我要跟大家说，在那些那个日子
，I want to ask you the question: Is he teaching us about his holiness?
是不是神在那里教导我们神的圣洁呢
？Has he been showing us that we are prone to wander away from him?
神有没有显示给我们看，我们这些人是很容易的，就是从神的面前离开的呢
？Has he been showing us that we are so self-centered that our self-centeredness is going to move us away from him, where we do not want him to rule? Is that him? No.
Sorry.
Is that for me?
神打电话。
Oh my. Okay. Okay. Just checking, because I want to listen if he's calling.
我只是听神。
I don't think so. Yeah.
是不是神打电话了
？Okay. That's okay. Not for me.
好，那不是神打电话给我。
Is he showing us that our self-centeredness will take us away from him unless we turn and listen to him? Is he teaching us that?
神是不是在那里教导我们？我们这些人是自己为中心的，我们很容易从神的教导中就是挪移开，然后呢，我们就没有，我们生活中就没有神的来教导我们。
Okay, brothers and sisters, are we learning to let God govern us, to let him rule, to let him be in control? Are we learning that, or are we fighting him tooth and nail?
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有学这样的功课？我们让神来指引我们的生活，还或者是我们就是和神在那里斗争战，不让神来管我们。
Here's another brother gone to heaven, A. W. Tozer.
另外一个弟兄，这个弟兄现在已经和神在一起了，就是叫 A. W. Tozer 的。
Brothers, this is worth a lot. This is worth a lot. Listen to what he says.
Yeah, 大家就觉得这很有价值的话，他说什么呢
？We might as well pray for God to invade and conquer us.
我们有可能在那里不停的祷告，让神来控制我们，然后来进入我们。
For unless he invades and conquers us,
除非神在那里进入我们，还征服了我们。
We remain in peril, we remain in danger from 1,000 foes.
不然的话，我们就是在那里面对有这样的危险，因为我们面对1,000个敌人。
Here it is. We bear within us the seeds of our own destruction.
Yeah. 我们在我们自己的身体里面有这样一个种子，我们这个种子会让我们自己解体。
What is it? It means if you leave us to ourselves without the Lord, we could destroy ourselves because we are so self-centered.
Yeah, 他这个话的意思就是，如果你不让神进入我们的话，我们就是最终会自我的毁灭自己，因为我们是自己为中心的。
Is this statement true?
做的这个宣告是不是真的呢？是事实吗？
Isaiah is undergoing a disintegrating process. He's getting broken down.
Yeah, 以赛亚在那里经过的就是一个分解的一个过程，他自己在那里也完全就破碎了。
Isaiah is falling apart.
以赛亚在那里分解了。
Brothers, have you ever fallen apart?
弟兄姐妹们，你们自己破碎了，自己分解了。
Kevin, young dad, yeah,
年轻的父亲。最近你休息的？你有没有？
How old is your daughter?
She's 8 months old.
Oh, does she understand that she's not the center of the world?
他问 Kevin， 你最近有没有睡觉？有没有
做 ？She's far from it. Okay, are you going to help her understand she's not the hub around your family? Your family doesn't rotate around her yet.
有没有？
Okay. Well, I know that you probably had some nights where you wish you had more sleep.
Yeah, 他刚才问那个你的那个那 Kevin 的女儿有没有变成家族的一个中心，大家都围着他转，有希望他能够睡得多一些。
And your wife Gia probably felt I'm falling apart sometimes. I don't know.
他的太太有可能觉得也是我的浑身就是完全就是破裂了，我的身体就破碎了。
Brothers and sisters, I was trying to illustrate this, okay? This used to be a good belt.
我想问给大家显示一下，我有一条皮带，以前挺好的。
It's all integrated and woven, looks very nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, 以前这个带子呢，它完整的就组合在一起，看上去很完整。
It's held together by this end and this end, and I wanted to make it shorter.
Yeah.它这一头呢有一个铁，有尾巴呢也有个铁，这个拉在一起。我想把这个带子弄短一点。
So I cut it.
我把这个尾巴这块铁割掉了。
And I, yeah, it started to unravel.
哎呀，大家就看见了，整个这个皮带就变成了，就完全就分解了。
I don't know who the gong man.
散掉了啊。
But the gong man would be very disappointed that the foreigner.Took apart the belt.
Yeah, 他说这个外人就把这个皮带给弄散了。
This is Isaiah.
这个以赛亚就是说刚才分解就是这么个意思，就是他。
He's falling apart.
他完全被分散了。
Why?
弄散了，为什么呢
？Does God is cruel? No.
是神是信实的吗
？Does God doesn't care? No.
啊，神不管吗
？He's seeing God is what. He's holy.
他看见
when we see even a little bit of God's holiness, one of our best responses is, "Oh no, I can't believe how holy I am. So far from that, Lord, help me."
为什么以赛亚当时觉得他浑身就散架了呢？因为他看见了神的圣洁，神的圣洁是那样的圣洁，离我们那么的远，他完全就觉得自己就分散了，分解了。
And so his eyes are being clean, and now he realizes, brothers and sisters, his mouth is what?
他觉得他的
dirty
完全的闪亮了，他就觉得他的嘴唇是不洁的，是肮脏的。
Do I have anybody in this room who has never used the bad word?
我们在这里的
and no hand should go up.
Yeah, 我在大家问一下，你从来没有用过一个脏话吗？我想大概不应该有人手举起来，你一定是讲过脏字的。
In the midst of the holiness of God, Isaiah says, "I have a dirty mouth."
Yeah, 在神圣洁的面前，在神的圣洁面前，以赛亚说我的嘴唇是脏的，是不洁的。
Brothers and sisters, promise, this is a true story.
弟兄姐妹，我讲一个真的故事，这个是真的。
In the fifth grade, I had a classmate we called Dirty Mouth Marvin.
我小时候呢，有一个在我五年级的时候，我有个同学，那个人呢，这名字呢叫张嘴的 Marvin， 他叫张嘴 Marvin。
Dirty Mouth Marvin was always getting in trouble with our teacher because he seemed to speak.Only dirty words.
Yeah, 这个张嘴这个 Marvin 呢，总是和我们的老师不对，因为他老是说脏字。
We heard Marvin's dirty words in the boys' bathroom.
在男厕所我们听到他说的脏字。
We heard his dirty words when we were playing softball.
我们在打那个 softball 这个球的话呢，我也听见这个 Marvin 在说脏字。
He spoke dirty words in front of boys or girls. 没有关系 ，didn't matter.
哎呀，他在男孩和女孩面前一直说脏字，他也觉得没有关系。
And our teacher would get really upset with him.
我们的老师真的是觉得他这个很糟糕。
And I can remember her chasing him around. She had high heel shoes.
我记得我的那个女老师呢，因为穿了个高跟鞋来追这个 Marvin 呢。
And a number of us said we could go to school without shoes or slippers. We could take them off. So he had bare feet.
Yeah, 有几次呢，他就把那鞋脱下来。
When he spoke to her, she would chase him with her high heel, trying to hit his toes.
Yeah.他在那个时候，那个老师这么的恨他，他呢在这追着他，然后呢用那个高跟鞋呢想要踩他的脚。
He kept speaking dirty words.
这个马文呢就不停的说脏字。
And I heard later that he had died very early in his life. He went to sea as a merchant marine, and he had died early.
我后来听见这个马文呢，他去到海上去做生意了，他大概很早的时候就死了。
I have no idea if he ever changed his life.
我也不知道他这个后来有没有改变他的生活。
But I did wonder if he had a memorial service.
真的是我很怀疑，如果他有这个追思礼拜的话。
And they got up to talk about him.
如果有人到台上去讲他的一生。
Would they say, "Oh yeah, I know Marvin"?
他们说我知道这个认识这个 Marvin。
I remember his nickname.
我知道他的绰号。
He was Dirty Mouth Marvin.
他是脏嘴 Marvin.
Imagine if he had a wife or children and they heard their father's name was Dirty Mouth Marvin.
如果去想象一下，如果他有一个妻或者有个孩子的话，那些孩子听到他的父亲是这样一个绰号。
Isaiah says, "Not only do I have a dirty mouth because I can see, I am surrounded with people with dirty mouths."
是啊，以赛亚在那里说的什么话呢？他说。不但我是一个嘴唇不洁的人，我的周围的人都是嘴唇不洁的。
So brothers and sisters, let me ask you the question: Are we living in a growing atmosphere?
弟兄姐妹们，我们大家问大家一个问题：我们是不是生活在这一个环境中
？That is creating more and more dirty thinking and dirty words and dirty pictures.
是啊，我们在那里是不是有更多的周围的都是有一个肮脏的思想？肮脏的图片和肮脏的话语。
And if we are, if that's your observation as it is mine, do we not need to listen to God's warning? Because in the days of Noah, it was said, the thoughts of the people were evil continuously. Are we moving that way as a society?
Yeah, 就是如果大家同意的话，我们就不是不是想到，在那个挪亚的时代，世上的人是心里所思的都是罪恶，是，然后我们的态度，我们的言语也没有完全没有神的圣洁。
Words matter.
这个说话是有，是一个要紧的事情，话语是要紧的。
And God wants.Holy words, clean words, to come from His people, who say they are His followers. Amen.
神希望他的子民、他的跟随者所说出来的话都是圣洁的话。
You notice God does not destroy Isaiah. He has a work for Isaiah to do. He has a holy work, and He's going to call him to that.
大家知道。神在那个时候没有叫以赛亚死亡，因为他对以赛亚有一个任务，他有一个圣洁的工作要以赛亚去做。
So God needs clean messengers who have asked for forgiveness of their sins before they speak for Him. He needs clean messengers to deliver God's clean words. Amen.
神在那里需要的一个工人，这个工人是有完全有清洁的嘴唇。他在传播神的话语的时候，他的嘴唇是清洁的。
What does Isaiah need to become a clean messenger of God?
以赛亚要成为一个神，这个圣洁的话语的传播者，该怎样做呢
？But if you look at the outline, where God removes and forgives sin, is that true?
大家看这个标题，是神挪去和赦免了罪孽。
That's his heart. His heart is not to terrify or make a threat. His heart is to forgive and remove sin. So he not only gives us hope, but he gives us hope for the future. That's his heart.
神的心意是要不是要让我们害怕，不是让我们完全不能动，完全麻痹。但神的心意是要挪去和原谅我们的罪恶，赦免我们的罪。
1 John 4:10 reminds us, this is real love, not that we love God, but that he loves us also and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins.
神在圣经里面这样说，在约翰一书四章十节，约翰一书一章十节，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
And at the heart of the gospel message in 1 Corinthians 15:3 through 5, we hear Paul saying it. He says this, For I, Paul, delivered to you as of first importance what I also received. Here it comes. That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12 and others. In the gospel, you start with Christ died for our sins. That's the good news.
Yeah. 在神的心意中，他带给我们的好消息就是在哥林多前书一章十五章三到五节是这样写的，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二个使徒看。
And so Isaiah, although he's terrified,God is now going to consecrate him. He's going to clean him. He's going to consecrate him. And he's going to call him to his work. And that's the last one here. God's consecration and call. He's going to do this now. He's not going to leave him trembling.
神虽说那个时候使以赛亚害怕，但是他要清洁他的心，他要让他要转变以赛亚这个人，然后让他完全没有罪。从最终转移，然后进入神的圣洁。他呼召以赛亚，然后呼召他出来奉献。
Brothers and sisters, someone said that everybody has a secret.
有人说每个人都有个秘密，至少有一个秘密。
And if you agree with that, everybody has at least one secret. And part of the secret sometimes is there was something that we did or didn't do, or thought of, whatever.That caused us to detour, caused us to move away from God in a way that we were ashamed, or maybe we weren't ashamed, but there's something there that needs consecrating and cleaning.
Yeah, 我刚才所说的就是每个人都有个秘密，每个秘密呢是他从他的行为啊从神那里转移开来，只有神能够用他的圣洁能够清洁这个人，然后转向神，做神的秘密。做神的工作。
Only God is holy. Only God can consecrate.
只有神是圣洁的，他能够呼召人，能使人能够奉献。
And when God cleans and calls and consecrates, when he cleans and consecrates, he can then call the person to himself.
只有神能够洁净一个人，然后使他圣洁以后，然后去除他的罪之后，才能使这个人能够出来，能够奉献出来，答应神的呼召。
Brothers and sisters, how many of you have studied or thought about the call of God on your life?
弟兄姐妹们，有几位甚至在这里想过，就是想过神对你一生的呼召在哪里？
How many of you are glad that there are Christians especially who have better minds than you, than us?
Yeah, 你是不是很高兴说你看见有一些基督徒脑子比你好用，比我聪明一些。
And I'm very glad when people discover a truth that's biblical and share it with me. I'm very grateful for that.
这是我很感谢有弟兄姐妹，这是看见了神的这个圣经里面的经节有一个新的看见，然后分享给我。我真的是很感谢有弟兄姐妹这样做。
Here's the best definition I have ever heard yet of calling.
我在这里有发现有一个这个定义，就是有关呼召的定义，我觉得很好。
It comes from Oz Guinness. And his family had worked in China a long time ago.
Yeah, 有一个弟兄叫 Oz Guinness, 他的家庭以前在中国有侍奉。
Here's his definition of calling.
他在这里给这个呼召下了这么一个定义。
Calling is the truth.
这个呼召是这样一个事实。
That God calls us to himself.
神呼召我们到他前面。
So decisively that everything we are,
就是这样一个呼召是有这样一个就是一个决定，是这样一个有力的决定，然后不管我们做什么事，
everything we do,
每一件事情，
and everything we have,
我们所有的一切，
is invested with a special devotion and dynamism.
Yeah, 是我们所刚才所说的所有的一切我们都投资到一个完全的就是给一样一个事情
lived out as a response to his summons and his service
就是我们要活出神对我们的呼召和让我们服侍他
calling key points include God's call is always to himself first
这个呼召的关键点就是神总是呼召我们给神自己作为第一优先。
God's call may include a burdening for special ethnic groups.
对啊，神的呼召有可能会包括一个，比如说你对特殊的一个人群种族有一些特别的负担。
His calling may include a prompting towards a specific geographical location.
或者神的呼召有包括让你对一个地理上一个特殊的一个地方有一些负担。
God's calling may include other teammates, other workers with you.
或者神的呼召有一些就是你要和其他一些人一起同工，有一些特殊的人。
And the great to whom God calls, he equips.
凡是神所呼召的，神在那里也装备这个人。
And so God's calling.Will be all encompassing.
神的呼召会包括这些所有的一切。
God's call will demand our character, our actions, and all of our possessions, and that might scare you.
Yeah, 神的呼召会让你奉献上你所有的性格、你的行为或者你所有的所拥有的东西。
Do we have our possessions, or do our possessions have us?
Yeah, 是我们的所拥有的，我们的产业拥有了我们呢，还是我们拥有我们的产业？
God alone is holy. God alone can sanctify. God alone can consecrate.
Yeah, 神是圣洁的，他只有他能够洁净我们，只有神能够使我们圣洁。
And brothers and sisters, you don't have to read the words of Jesus very long before the conditions for following him are going to come up.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹们，你不需要读的神的话语读的那么的仔细啊，读到那么一个程度，然后你才能跟随他。你读了一些神的话语，你就应该跟随他。
For example, Luke 14:26-35, I will only quote it, but not teach it, because you've heard this before.
这里有路加福音14:26是这样讲的，我只是引用一下，但是你不一定要。
Listen to this.If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. So then, none of you can become my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions. And you say, oh, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Or you say,Help me then. Help me to count the cost of following you and help me to give my answer, and if it's yes, please keep giving me day by day the strength to fulfill my yes to you. Please do this, Lord, because I want to follow you, and I do not want to turn back for anything.
Yeah. OK, 他刚才讲的是路加福音十四章二十六节是这样引用的，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母妻子儿女弟兄和自己的生命，就不能做我的门徒。大家刚才看见，就是人如果是不能放弃自己的所拥有的然后不能被神所洁净，或者就不能在那里奉献来侍奉神。
And brothers and sisters, I'll just say this. I am a friend, I'm a visitor. Brother Paul, Alice and other teachers, they can unpack that for you. They can, and they will tell you, no, it's not teaching you to hate your mother and father. That's not it. And they will unpack it.
弟兄姐妹们，我是一个客座讲员，我你们这里的彭弟兄和 Alice 会向大家们分解刚才我所念的这段话。这个里面所讲的并不是说你要去恨你的父母，恨你的弟兄姐妹，恨你的妻子儿女。
Just watch how Jesus treated his mother.
大家仔细看一下耶稣是怎样对待他的母亲的。
And you know he didn't hate her.
他
You know that.
耶稣并没有恨他的母亲。
So he's not encouraging hatred of parents. He is not.
Yeah, 耶稣并不是在这里要大家要恨自己的母亲。
Okay, so as we get ready, Isaiah is cleansed and consecrated. This leads to God's call to him, and his response is found in verse 8.
Yeah, 以赛亚在这里被神所洁净了。然后被神 所呼召了，然后他的回答神是在第八节是这样讲的。
His response is not, I'll weigh this, I'll look at my other options, I'll check around, see if there's a better offer, and I'll get back to you by Thursday.
Yeah. 以赛亚并没有回答 他这个神的呼召，是说，哎，我想看一下我周围还有没有更好的选择，我有没有更好的一个其他的选择，我周围再看一看，然后我这礼拜二再打电话，给你告诉你的答案。
Five words.
以赛亚就说了五个字。
Here am I, send me.
我就是他说我在这里，请差遣我。
I'm all in.
Yeah, 我全部的都交上。
I'm all available to be sent wherever you send me. You, O holy God.
Yeah, 我完全准备了。神啊，我把我的一切献上，你要派我去哪里，我就是去哪里。
Does Isaiah sound like Jesus?
以赛亚有没有听起来？以赛亚的回答有没有像耶稣的
话？ Does he sound like Jesus?
是不是像耶稣呢？
No turning back.
不回头。
I'm going to the cross.
我走向十字架。
Because I see the joy that's set before me.
因为我看见前面所为我准备的喜乐。
And so, brothers and sisters, I want to leave you with the application.
弟兄姐妹们，我大家要看一下应用。
The song "Refiner's Fire" reminds me of what Isaiah is going through.
Yeah, 有一首歌叫精炼的火是Yeah, they try to find a Chinese name for this. Yeah, 精炼的火吧。
Maybe it'll come. Listen to the word. Refiner's fire, my heart's one desire.
是精炼的火，我的心所愿。
Is to be holy.
就是变成圣洁。
Set apart for you, Lord.
除了你以外。
And here's the title of the sermon today. I choose to be holy.
我今天这讲到的题目就是我选择成为圣洁。
Set apart for you, my master, ready to do your will.
真是让我和世界分开，然后做你的愿，行你所愿。
And so I think, brothers and sisters, today God says to us, choose holiness.
我想弟兄姐妹们，今天神对我们说话就是要选择圣洁。
Draw closer to me than you have ever come.
能够向我靠近。你从来没有过这样，要向我靠近。
Choose holiness and be separated for me to transform you into the image of the Son whom I love.
能够选择圣洁，然后让我 和世界分别，然后让我能转变成为你的形象，就像你的儿子耶稣基督的样式。
Brothers and sisters, choose holiness just as Jesus always chooses holiness.
选择圣洁，选择就像耶稣基督总是选择圣洁一样。
Follow the Holy Spirit, and He will help us become more holy.
能够选择跟随圣灵，因为他能够使我们，圣灵能够使我们更圣洁。
And so the final curtain, if you like, from 2 Peter 3, 11 and 12, reminds us of something that we must keep in mind as we live here.
Yeah, 这里有彼得后书三章十一节到十二节是这样讲的。Yeah, 能够让我们这里提醒我们。
Here it is. Since everything around us is going to be destroyed like this, what holy and godly lives should you live?Looking forward to the day of God and hurrying it along.
Yeah, 这个彼得后书三章十一节十二节，这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔，切切仰望神的日子来到。在那日，天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。
So, brothers, I only leave you with one statement here, and that is,
我只说这一句话，一个宣布。
In your mind and in your thinking, what is the one thing that you will do, and the one thing that you will be, in order to be more holy?
在你的心目中，在你的心思意念中，有没有一件事情你想要做的，你应该做的，然后使你成为更加圣洁？
In the sight of God, may we each ask those questions, what one step can I do and what one step can I be in order to be more holy, Father, and thank you for not destroying Isaiah, but reviving him to call him to yourself.
在我们心目中，我们有没有向神求，我怎样能够走每一步的脚步跟随你，然后让我变成更加的圣洁？我们再看见以赛亚，神没有在那里就是毁灭以赛亚，反而圣洁了他，让他跟随神。
谢谢你 for listening and for my good translator, Brother Jun Lee.
好，谢谢大家能够今天来听神的话语。好，谢谢。